From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Dallas Mayor Mike Rawlings says authorities believe a 25-year-old suspect in the attack that killed five police officers was the lone assailant. At an afternoon news conference, Rawlings said it appears that the gunman, identified as 25-year-old Micah Johnson, acted alone.
We believe, given the facts that we have today, that Mr. Johnson, now deceased, was the lone shooter in this incident.
Seven officers were wounded, five were killed, two civilians were also injured. Johnson, a Mesquite, Texas resident who had bomb-making materials, ballistic vests, rifles, ammunition, and a journal of combat tactics at his home, was killed by a robot-delivered bomb after police said negotiations with him failed. The Dallas attack came during a downtown protest against the shootings of two black men by police officers in Louisiana and Minnesota. Meanwhile, the presumptive nominees for president weighed in on the Dallas shootings Friday. In Philadelphia, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton told an African Methodist Episcopal Church General Conference that justice must be done for the victims of officer-involved shootings and those killed and wounded in Dallas.
We will learn more in the days ahead. And when we know as much as we can, there must be a just accounting.
Presumptive Republican nominee Donald Trump released a video in which he praised the Dallas officers for their sacrifice, but he said the deaths of Philando Castile and Alton Sterling show the country has much more work to do. This is VOA News.